you don't see everyone succeeding, okay? This is the reason why. There's all the how-tos we want out there. It's obvious that success is not just about following the how-tos. I had this sassy Southern friend of mine who once told me, she said, honey, if the how-tos were enough, we'd all be thin, rich, and happy. Very true. So I work with and witness women every day in my programs who bravely move through this stuff, what it really takes to become fulfilled and successful. They are some of the most courageous women I know. They are starting and growing businesses, not for the income alone, but because they know they have to step into who they really are and share their gifts with the world. And they're great. The profits are awesome. I mean, they want to change their lives. And income, truly, changing your income will change your life. And more women changing their income is going to change the world. That's a whole other call. But you know what I'm talking about, right? They know, though, who they have to step into being. So they're not just creating this company for the money. They typically, the women I attract, start businesses to fulfill their life purpose, nurture their soul, help others, and create that lifestyle that they love for themselves and their families. And I realized, you know, during this whole journey, and actually even before I started my business, I was not jiving with all this traditional advice on success. It really just doesn't apply to most women. You know, for example, okay, there's a magazine I subscribe to. I still get it. Many of you may do. You know, it's a magazine revolving around being successful. Has great articles, but a lot of their advice seems like it's stuck in the 80s. And I remember actually looking at an issue last year and thinking, my gosh, first of all, this magazine's like all old white men giving advice, okay? I mean, one of them's even dead. And it's, you know, it's good advice. A lot of it's time-tested, and yes, we want to study people who have been successful throughout history, but I'm like, I need information that's going to help me now, and no one's talking about, like, being scared and having to be emotional around what's going on, and, you know, it's, and it makes sense that it's not a magazine for women, for most women, right? And even years ago, when I was still in a job, that last little job in New York City, you know, I let me take you back there for a minute because I think it's important you understand where this started. I liked the work I was doing for clients, but I hated the 9-to-5 grind. I hated being told how long I could take for lunch, or if it was Friday, I'm like, I need to get my nails done today, and they just didn't understand that. But more so, do you know what killed me? I felt like a candle struggling to stay lit in a place of darkness. I've always been a person who feels things deeply, and every day I took in the energies of those other employees around me, and I felt deeply their jadedness, their cynicism about life, their negative outlooks, and that truly was what killed me more than anything else. I felt like I was losing my soul, and I desperately craved someone around me to care. I wanted someone to say, hey, Allie, I can tell you're smart. I can tell you have a lot of potential. Let me take you under my wing. Let me mentor you. Let me show you there are successful people doing good things in the world. But there was no one. And it was very lonely, wanting that better life, but having no one to model or even talk with about this secret desire to do more, to be more, to give more to the world. Some of you listening, you may be going through this right now. So, you know, one of the best purchases that year, I scraped up cash to buy, and it's embarrassing, but it's funny. I want to share with you that I actually, in that apartment, it was a cinder block apartment, it was a fifth floor walk-up, and I had a little teeny tiny TV that I took from my parents' house, and I didn't have cable. I didn't think it was worth spending the money. I was so just getting by. So I just had a pair of rabbit ears, and you know, that's just bad reception. You really can't see much. But it was one night I just couldn't sleep. And you know what it was on? It was the infomercial for Tony Robbins' Personal Power 2. And I ordered it, and I couldn't afford the CDs, so I got the cassettes, and I got the payment plan. And sad as it was, I listened to his cassettes on the subway going to and from work on my Walkman, okay? And at least it was a positive voice I had in my ear every day. I needed that. I needed someone to say, you can do this, and it's okay to want more from life, and here's how successful people think differently. And I learned a lot, but as I studied many of those old school mindset masters, and God bless them, but mostly these older guys that, you know, around, they're still, some of